From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your Transformers News Update for Monday, December 7th, 2020. Today on Facebook, In Demand Toys posted stock images for something really curious coming out of left field. The pictures show a two-pack of a brand new Bumblebee mold with an exosuited Spike Witwicky partner figure. Bumblebee appears very much like a core class figure, indicated among other factors by the smaller holes in the hands. Bumblebee appears to be a fully new mold, though it's unclear right now if the mold was created for this purpose, or if we'll be seeing it used on its own in another format. The vehicle mode is not remotely a Volkswagen, or even based on the old classics Bumblebee like a number of Legends and similarly sized Bees have frequently been. Instead, the look is very consistent with what the toy versions of Cliffjumper and Hubcap looked like in G1. That shape, plus Bumblebee's colors, have also quickly led to comparisons with G1 Autobot mini-vehicle Bumper. The Spike figure is smaller and obviously much more simplistic. It's designed similarly to the Titan Master exosuit as seen used for both Spike and Daniel, but this appears to also be entirely new. The exosuit can transform to the wheeled transport form as seen in Transformers the Movie, and it looks like most or all of the jointing on the figure is dedicated to that purpose. The bubble helmet is featureless and painted silver, so while according to the packaging this is Spike, it can easily be repurposed as Daniel for anyone so inclined. If Bumblebee is a core class figure, as it appears, this two-pack could be expected to fall around the $15 range with the addition of Spike. This isn't a regular price point, which points to the probability of a retailer exclusive. The packaging style is by itself a bit unusual, too. It's marked with War for Cybertron branding, and uses Kingdom's general color range, but it does not denote itself as any specific part of the trilogy otherwise. The packaging is labeled with Buzzworthy Bumblebee, in addition to the specific names of the toys. It also prominently features the evergreen-style Bumblebee art in the lower corner. The styling of this reminds me of Target's previous Bumblebee-themed exclusives, so naturally I'm leaning heavily in that direction for where this might come out, at least in the US. This is also about the right time of year when we get first leaks or other hints about Target exclusives on the way for January and February, so that might be another clue. The bigger question, though, here is whether this is a one-off or maybe a small subline. If the latter, there may still be Cyberverse or even live-action movie equivalent products still waiting to be uncovered. Now, if this is a retailer exclusive, as all the clues currently point to, that makes it unlikely either of the toys in the pack are fully original or unique to this use. Exosuit Spike might in particular prove interesting in this case. Studio Series Slag was solicited as coming with a Daniel figure, the same way Grimlock includes Wheelie. It's not a stretch to suspect this exosuit could be a reuse of what's going to be included with Slag. As for Bumblebee, we have a pretty credible rumor list of the upcoming assortments of Kingdom, and a core class Bumblebee is not on it, nor is anything else that would be suited to this mold. The rumor info might be incomplete, but for now, if this is an exclusive product or product range, the general retail disposition for this mold remains a mystery. The RFC News Desk and other RFC News content is made possible by your support on Patreon. Become a patron today at patreon.com/tfradio. You can help us keep making content like this and get access to exclusive patron content and other benefits. You can also buy RFC merchandise, including shirts, masks, mugs, mouse pads, and more, all featuring great original designs. You can find that at tfradio.net/shirt. Or you can help us out by just doing your regular Amazon shopping. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon, and then shop like you normally would. Almost everything you buy will send a little referral bonus back to us to keep the show going out on the internet. For more News Desk content, go to tfradio.net/news. You can find all of our shows, including our decades-long archive at tfradio.net. Radio Free Cybertron records every Wednesday night, and you can watch it at tfradio.net/live. Visit our Discord server to interact with us during the live show, or just hang out and chat during the rest of the week. That's at tfradio.net/discord. I'm Chris, and this has been your Transformers News Update from the RFC News Desk.